This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And a good evening to you for Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. Today is, of course, the equinox. It is the March equinox, beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, beginning of fall in the Southern Hemisphere. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. So good to have you with us. And, of course, I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here.
Yes, tonight we're doing our special show for the equinox. We call it the ceremony or the rite of equinoctial equilibrium. It's a time to just reflect and take a time out and take a breath and, you know, where you've been, where you're going, and that kind of a thing. So we'll get to that in just a moment. We appreciate the time that those you're taking, those listening live as well as those listening to the archive. We appreciate your time as always. To get started, we're going to do our profession of beliefs, and then we're going to get into a little bit of discussion for our ceremony, and then we'll do the ceremony itself. Tonight's show probably will not last a full 45 minutes. It'll probably be more on the order of a half an hour or so, just because it's a special occasion. Let's talk about the spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church. It's based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of these solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief as well as MCHS Church, please visit mchschurch.org. And also, as you're probably likely aware if you've been listening to these programs, we operate the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, or IMHS. It's a metaphysics school. We offer bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics with a variety of specializations available. For more information on that, please visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. And if you're interested more in a standalone course or certification course, visit our new sister site, newageclass.com. All right, so tonight we have our ceremony. We do 4 ceremonies throughout the year. 2 on the equinoxes and 2 on the solstices, or is it solstice? I'm not sure.
You're funny. You know, it's really dumb today. I was thinking it was a solstice today, and then I went, duh, wait a minute, equal. No, equinox. It's one of those moments where you just get confused. I don't know. Since December 21st, Doug, I've been confused. So there.
I'm not going to touch that one. I can't even touch it.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
So let's talk about why we do these ceremonies. I mean, if you've been listening to some of these, we have a ceremony that we read. We'll do that in a moment. But what's the point of this? And the point is that we need to just take a moment, and we should do it more often than four times a year, but we at least take a moment and think about where have we been over the last, 3 months since we did the last solstice ceremony. Where have we been? What have we done? What have
the world ended, Doug. We don't know it.
That's right. We're in denial. Yep. Such denial, so heavy, so strong that the world still goes for us. So aside from the world ending, what's gone on in your life? And I'm talking to those listening. What have you accomplished? What's happened? Have there been some problems that arose? What are you going to do about them? What are you doing about them? What kind of disorder? What kind of order? Maybe you've had some epiphanies. Maybe you've had some realizations about life, about things, about the universe, about whatever. That's the kind of thoughts. Take a moment and just think about where you've been over the last 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is.
Well, and right now for the Northern Hemisphere, this is the new beginning. This is spring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, everything has had its rest and now it's budding. So it presents a brand new, positive, exciting energy. And of course, as we talk about in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the autumn. So it's more, has a whole completely different energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's, kind of keeping in line or in balance with nature and the earth. It's those things to ponder, too.
And those are good points, too. And if you're a student at IMHS, that's a good question for you to ask, too. How are you doing in your studies? How are they going? It's unfortunate when students have such dreams and excitement when they begin, and then they just peter out. Life gets in the way, distractions, and they end up not taking enough time for themselves or whatever the case may be. Of course, there's always other reasons too, sickness and illness and different things come up. Life happens, But it's important, regardless of whether you're a student in IMHS or whether you have goals, don't forget why you set those goals. Don't forget your dream. Are you living your dream? And if not, why not? Maybe it's not quite yet time, but are you at least taking steps toward doing that? They can be baby steps too. But it's important to continue moving forward and not let life hold you back or let responsibilities hold you back. And I'm not talking about the true responsibilities. I'm talking about almost those pseudo-responsibilities, the busy, busy stuff that doesn't really mean a whole lot. When you hold it up next to your dreams and goals, it pales. So don't let those kinds of things distract you from achieving your goals and your dreams. So there's some other things that are kind of covered in the ceremony itself, but this is really an important thing to do each, do it as often as you should, but we do it four times a year. Where have you been and where are you going? Anytime you set goals, you need to put a time frame to them. Here we are in March. We just did the solstice ceremony in December. That was just 3 months ago. Well, in 3 months, it's going to be June, the beginning of summer, really. In fact, the first day of summer or close to it when we do the next ceremony on the June solstice. So where are you going to be then? What's going to be different about your life then? And if you've been dragging your feet on enrolling at IMHS or fulfilling some other goal or accomplishing another goal, if not now, then when? Some people, especially analyticals, all their ducks have to be in a row before they'll even think about considering the possibility of calculating whether it's time to start or not. In other words, sometimes you just got to start. Put one foot in front of the other and move forward.
One of the very typical things I think that happens, Doug, is people get easily distracted. You know, it's, I do it myself. I tell you what, I'm doing some writing, I'm here, and I go check my mail, and oh my God, then I end up going over here. And then I realize I've just spent half an hour reading articles and doing research, you know, and I have to say, whoa, okay. So I put a time limit on it, you know, every hour or two as I'm writing and working or, you know, working with clients. I put a time limit on what I'm allowed to go, because I love reading. I love researching all kinds of metaphysical stuff, as you well know, because I send it to you all the time. But I have to put a time limit on that, or I don't manage my time. I don't get things done, you know, and then it's, geez, I'm behind in this, or I get behind on that, and I feel overwhelmed. But with the discipline of monitoring what we invest our time in, then we can have a little talk with ourselves. And rather than thinking it all through, just get up and go do it. You know, it's that discipline of get up and do. And you get the energy going. So you're not just always running in first gear. You actually can get a little bit excited, get into second gear, third gear, and then calm down and then get back at it again. And it's just amazing what you can accomplish when you kind of have that little think with yourself too, what have I done?
Yeah. You know, I love the old expression, you know, what's the best use of my time right now? And if we ask ourselves that question throughout the day, you know, it'll help us to keep on track with whatever we decide we need to keep on track with. So put your goals and dreams. What's the best use of my time right now? Will doing this take me closer to achieving my goals and dreams or further away? Those are other questions that you can ask. But the important thing is, and I've said this before and I'll say it till the day I kick, is you don't want to end up on your deathbed with a bad case of the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the if onlys, and the might have beens. You know, if not now, when? If you're not really living your life, why not? What's holding you back? Well, it's the money, or it's the resources, or the time. Well, you know, I don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't do it. I want to hear all the reasons why you can do it. If you want it, you'll make it happen. And that's the kind of person you need to be when it comes to your goals and dreams. Make it happen. Find a way.
One of the things to do is watch speech. You know, it's one of my pet peeves, another one. I'm going to go see if I can't do something. Well, that's a double negative. And even that double negative of speaking comes from an energy of thought. I'm going to go see if I cannot do it. Well, you just failed. You see?
Yeah, let's see if I can't do it.
Yeah, it's changed those little things. So again, consciousness, self-awareness of how am I perpetuating my own negativity without even realizing it. And they're very, very small things to correct. So that's one of the things. The, you know, Dan just wrote in the chat, I'll try.
Yeah.
Yep, said that before. I try, but that automatically allows failure. But if I give it effort, I've automatically succeeded at something.
Yes, I'll try. I appreciate your willingness to try, but what I'm really looking for here is a firm commitment. Can I get that?
Exactly. You
know, that's what we need to have. So, all right, let's get into our ceremony. We've kind of mentioned that, and I just want to stress, take an assessment of where you're at and where you're going, and if you're not headed in the direction you want to head, change your direction. Change your path. Change it. You can do that. So this ceremony tonight is the rite of equinoctial equilibrium, basically equinox and achieving equilibrium. It's balance and order. And that's, you know, you achieve balance and order, and guess what happens to adversity? It goes away. Adversity is nothing other than a state of disorder. You put things back in their proper order, the adversity will leave. So we're going to talk about equinoctial equilibrium, balance and order. And the way that this works is that we have a ceremony that we read. Both Dr. Vicki and I participate, and we shall begin. If you happen to have a candle handy, get it out and get it ready to light, but don't light it yet. You'll be cued in when to light it. So let us begin our ceremony. Lighting of the flame. With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of equinoctial equilibrium, the time of year in which the day and the night are aligned and in balance. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race, with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships that we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And in each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
The flame before us is complete within itself. It needs no other spark to sustain it. We, too, are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
This is the time of year that the day and the night are in balance. They are equal. It is in this equilibrium that we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that may serve our highest good, and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the day, so the night, so the universe, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent, for like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right, and the fire in our soul to immerse everything around us in the bright light of our positive intent. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within. Joined with the universe, creations begin. Brightly shining, new thoughts akin. And so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. This completes the rite of equinoctial equilibrium. We thank you for joining us in the ceremony. Please join us in about 3 months for the next ceremony, which will be on or around June 20th for the June solstice. Don't want to call it summer solstice because it's not necessarily the summer solstice for everybody.
That's right.
So
don't get confused. Like I know I've been celebrating, you know, seasonal events my whole adult life, and I still get confused.
I'm not touching it. You can't make me. All right.
You know, go ahead. There's something I wanted to add in here mm-hmm. tonight, and I know we talked a bit about it earlier. The MCHS principle number 4 is that we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique. And recognizing that we all come from the same star material and are, therefore, equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. So in support of this message, of course, you, Dr. Kelly, designed and developed the flag to represent the One Planet Accord. So we know that there's many people throughout the world who are making their contributions towards speaking up, helping to ensure that we continue to move forward as one humanity, peacefully. You know, certainly there's many people and just tons of stories. But I came across something today that's particularly unique, and actually I think it's really quite extraordinary. And I believe it supports our One Planet Accord message. So I asked if I could share it. And just for our audience, know that this isn't an MCHS endorsement as much as it is, you know, acknowledging others, which is appropriate today. You know, I think in new beginnings, new life, it's a special occasion. So this is what I'd like to share. The Nishiyu Walkers are 6 teenagers and one elder from the Wapmagoostri community on the Hudson's Bay in northern Quebec, Canada. You know, they thought it would be a good idea, to walk 1,600 kilometers, which is like almost 1,000 miles, you know, to the capital, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. This is in support of the Idle No More movement of Canada's Indigenous grassroots movement. Now, that's spread throughout the United States and other countries, you know, throughout the world over the past few months. You know, it's a movement not unlike the 1960s, the Civil Rights Movement, or South Africa's apartheid movement that culminated in what I think the early 1990s or 1990. So, of course, anybody who wants to can Google the Idle No More to learn more about it. It was started by 4 women in Saskatchewan, Canada. So anyway, these young kids, the Nishiyu Cree, began their trek with their guide on January 16th. And I think it was minus 50 temperatures, Doug.
So
crazy.
It's Fahrenheit? Or?
Well, I think minus 50 Celsius is equal in Fahrenheit, so it's crazy. But they're arriving in 2 days, March 25th, So for people who are listening in the archives later. So along the way, they've acquired, I think it's 20 or 200 people now walking beside them. They have, you know, and they have police escorts now, and they're moving. But they have received no press in the mainstream media until today, I might add. I read a couple of articles. But they've become very famous through the social media. The other thing that was announced today is Denisha Prendergast, I hope I said that right, announced that she's about to join the Nishu Walkers. Now, she is the granddaughter of the late singer-songwriter, musician Bob Marley, you know, who passed away in 1981. So the following I'm going to read to you is her media statement, which just struck a chord with me. It was just beautifully written as to the reasons why she has decided to join these walkers, you know, in the last number of miles of their journey. So this is what she wrote. Exodus. Everybody is on their journey, a constant trod to overstanding self, the world we live in, and trying to find a happy medium. Why have I decided to take this trod with the Nishu Walkers? Because I realize that, in essence, we are bits and pieces of the same whole. My personal journey has taken me to over 8 countries in the world in a quest to seek my roots and create a space where we can learn about the things that make us the same and not different. Rastafari is a culture that is indigenous to Jamaica and has undergone many tribulations and still misunderstood, misjudged, and wrongly penalized for our spiritual traditions, principles, and practices. We're bits and pieces of the same whole. In the physical, we will only walk a few miles together as we reach the pinnacle of this journey. But in reality, the journey started with our ancestors long ago and will continue far beyond these moments. Today it is us, with the baton in our hands. It's hard to keep true of ancient traditions and to continue to live in our own skin within the context of this Western world. Some of us do not even own our natural rights to speak in our own mother tongue. The world has taught us to communicate on physical, material, and human levels. At the same time, taught us to forget how to have a meaningful conversation on the earth, with the earth. On behalf of my Jamaican people, the Rastafari brothers and sisters around the world, I stand in solidarity with the Nishu Walkers. We will idle no more. We will continue on this exodus of young feet, young minds, young hearts to raise global awareness and create a space where relevant conversations about and with Mother Earth can live. Our cultures and spiritual traditions seek only to elevate messages of love for the earth, unity, and overstanding between man, woman, animal, and spirit. The world may look at us as ethnic minorities, but how minor have our ethnic contributions been to the world? So then Denisha added at the end, a quote from her grandfather, "You can fool some of the people sometimes, but you can't fool all of the people all the time. Now we see the light, we're going to stand up for our rights." From Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up. And another quote she added, again Bob Marley's, "Men and people will fight you down when you see the light. Let me tell you, if you're not wrong, then everything is all right. So we're going to walk through the roads of creation, we the generation trotting through great tribulations." Exodus. Movement of the Jaw People, One Love, Denisha Prendergast. You know, so again, you know, it just moves me. There's so many people throughout the world doing their part to raise consciousness of humanity, just as we're doing our best right here at MCHS. So, you know, Doug, you and I are old enough that we've seen a few social movements in our time, and as an awakening humanity, we continue to move forward. No matter how difficult life seems to be at times, new beginnings, every day is that opportunity.
So, and that's good. And so, sum it up. Why is this important? Why should this be important to people who are listening? What's Answer the so what question.
Energetically, we're all in this together. And to send light to each other, it's with the love of our hearts that there are people. We need to all feel affirmed, reassured, and confident in ourselves to know that we're not alone in raising the consciousness of this world. So however odd it might be to some people to study metaphysics, mysticism, you know, unusual things, there are equally other people who, for their own reasons, believe the same things in their own ways, who are raising consciousness. So we're all in this together.
Yep, and basically oppression needs to stop.
Absolutely. One world, one planet.
Yeah.
That's it.
One ancestry, one destiny. That's the whole point of things. Folks, thanks so much for joining us tonight for our special ceremony. Thanks for being part of this. And if you like it, let other people know. You know, I invite you to also visit mchschurch.org and read up on the One Planet Accord. You know, there's a flag. Look for the flag with the word one on it. Click on it and be a part of the One Planet Accord. You know, it's,
download your own flag.
Yeah, put it on your website.
Absolutely.
You know, and we'll list your link on our website. So, you know, be a part of forward movement. Assess where you've been and where you're going. Never, never let life get in, you, in the way of you realizing goals and dreams. How hard can it be? Go out and make it happen. That's what we do, who we are. We're humans. We have incredible power. So make it happen in your own life. Next week we'll be talking about another timely topic. Check the website for that. Thanks so much for your time. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.